When Jim Caviezel was young, he had to stay home to study Spanish while his family went to see John Paul II during his visit to Vancouver, British Columbia. He missed out on that chance to see the Pope. But 20 years later, having a well-established career in the cinema and having earned the right to play the role of Jesus of Nazareth in Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, he got a second chance. There are two parts to his meeting with John Paul II, which Caviezel recounted on separate occasions. One is serious, the other hilarious. Together with his wife and in-laws, he had the chance to greet and converse with the pontiff, who has since been canonized for 5 minutes in 2004, around the time of year the movie premiered. The first thing Caviezel did was thank him for his Jubilee letter to artists, which had had a profound impact on the actor. He also thanked the Pope for the importance he gave to the Virgin Mary in his pontificate. Caviezel, who is a devout Catholic, remembered how John Paul II was important for his development as an actor, even in order to convince his father that acting was his vocation. His father only agreed to support his decision to be an actor when Caviezel informed him that Karol Wojtyła himself had been an actor. What many don't know is that Karol Wojtyła took up acting during his younger days. In his youth, Wojtyła dabbled in stage acting. He graduated with excellent grades from an all-boy high school in Wadowice, Poland in 1938, soon after which World War II broke out. During the war, to avoid being kidnapped and sent off to a German forced labor camp, he signed up for work in harsh conditions in a quarry. Wojtyła eventually took up acting and developed a love for the profession and participated at a local theater. The linguistically skilled Wojtyła wanted to study Polish at university. Sometime later, he decided to study theology and became a priest. Eventually, Wojtyła rose to the position of Archbishop of Kraków and then a cardinal, both positions held by his mentor. Wojtyła was elected Pope on the third day of the Second Papal Conclave of 1978 and became one of the youngest popes in history. Jim Caviezel also explained that the magisterium of John Paul II was like training for him. The actor spoke of how his acting is based on truth and how he was inspired about everything he read about the Holy Father in his letters to the actors where he spoke about truth and how there is good and there is evil. And it's important not to make good look like evil or evil look like good. Just call it as it is. And that became Jim Caviezel's training. He was amazed at how the Holy Father would touch and speak to the hearts of people. And this was something that Caviezel himself had adapted. Caviezel had the chance to express this firmly held belief of John Paul II explicitly in the Passion of the Christ film. Pope John Paul II inspired hope among the politically oppressed in his tireless fight for justice and solidarity, which helped bring about the end of the Cold War. He had the courage to condemn instances of evil in the world, while also extending grace to those who wronged him. On May 13, 1981, St. John Paul II was traveling in an open car in St. Peter's Square when he was pierced by two bullets in an assassination attempt. Fortunately, he was preserved by the hand of God through Our Lady of Fatima. And after 5 hours of surgery, followed by a lengthy hospital stay, he returned to his ministry and forgave the assassin. Prior to St. John Paul II's papacy, previous popes scarcely traveled outside the confines of Vatican City-State. He made it his mission to visit the faithful in all parts of the world. Pope St. John Paul II spread the gospel to millions of people in over 120 countries during his papacy, earning him the moniker the Pilgrim Pope. St. John Paul II had a gift for reaching people of all ages in all places, meeting more individuals than any other pope. His Wednesday general audiences were attended by 17.6 million people. His heart for young people inspired him to institute the celebration of World Youth Day in 1985. St. John Paul II was canonized by Pope Francis on April 27th in 2014. He is the patron saint of World Youth Day. St. John Paul II, pray for us.